You're listening to The Shift Show, episode 238. Today, we are talking about the number one thing that is holding you back, and it is not going to be anything that immediately comes to your head. In order to really move past the number one thing that is holding you back, then be sure to listen to the episode the whole way through so you can fill in all of the puzzle pieces. If you are listening right now, screenshot and share with me on Instagram because I want to know what you are going to do about that number one thing that is holding you back. And I'm going to shed some light onto why you are not the only person who is going through this. So let's get into the episode. You have big dreams to be an influencer, but you're finding yourself caught up in the comparison trap of page views, followers, and number count. The good news is that's the old way of doing business, and I'm going to show you the new way. I'm Nicole Culver, your host of The Shift Show. So get out your notebook and let's get started so you can join the social shift. The number one thing that is holding you back in your business and in your life are the thoughts running through your head. I'm not good enough. I'm not enough. I cannot help people. I have imposter syndrome. I don't know what value I offer to the world. These are the things that are keeping us stuck. These are the things that are keeping you paralyzed. These are the thoughts that are moving through your head often. At our live retreat, we talked about the similarities between us and the things that unify us. And these beliefs are the things that unify us. These are the lies that we tell ourselves. I'm not good enough. How many times a day is this running through your head? These are not lies in our own head. They are actually beliefs that we have about ourselves. These are beliefs that we've picked up along the way. Here's the thing. We put off growing our business. We put off having the life that we want to have. We put off having joy and happiness in our lives daily. We put off having the impact that we want to have, and we put off helping the people that we want to help because of the stories that we tell ourselves. How often have you gone to do something, but you second or you third guess yourself? You spend more time in your head questioning, doubting, wondering if this really is going to make an impact on the world. We spend more time in our heads than we actually do taking action on that thing. Or maybe you put off what could potentially change someone's life because you are waiting for perfection. Perfection is procrastination. My personal mission and goal in life and in this business is to show women like you, that you are enough right now as you are, that you are enough to have a thriving business, that you are enough to make the money you want to make and support your family, that you are enough with exactly what you have right now to grow the thriving business that you want and to help the people that you want to help. My whole mission and goal is to show you that you can do whatever you want and you have that option right now. I want to be that guide for you, whether this is through the podcast or through Shift You. And I'm not here to pitch you. I am just here to show you that I can help you and I can show you the way. But here's the thing. Here's the most important thing that I hope you get from this episode. If you don't believe in yourself, then no one else can help you. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you are 100% right. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you are enough. You have to believe that you are enough right now to help the people you want to help. And my whole goal is to show you that you are not alone in these thoughts. You are not the only person that feels this way. You are not the only person that these thoughts are running through their head, but you can do something about it and you can move forward. So there's two types of people that I want to tell you about today in this episode. There's the first group of people, that is the person who feels like they are not good enough and they let it stop them. They feel like they're not good enough and they stop in their tracks, or they don't continue to work on the project, or they don't quit their job, or they don't tell their friends, family, or spouse that they want to grow a business. They're the type of person who feels not good enough and they let that paralyze them. There's the second group of people. They are the the people who feel not good enough and they go forward anyway. They feel not good enough, but they don't let it stop them. They feel not good enough, but they know that the impact they have on the world is more important than anything else. And when I told you before about my mission and my goal in life to show women that they can do whatever they want in this moment because they are good enough, if you asked me 8 years ago when I was about to quit my job, what my mission in life, I would have told you it's about feeding people. I had no idea my mission and my goal in life when I started 8 years ago, but I never would have gotten to the point of here. I never would have gotten here if I didn't take the steps to start. I didn't know where I was going to end up, but I knew I was meant for more. I knew I was being called for something else. I didn't know the roadmap. I didn't know that it was that I didn't know if I was going to fail. I didn't know if I was going to have to go back to work. With all of that uncertainty, I knew I had to do something different. So let's talk about those two types of people. The person who feels not good enough and lets it stop them anyway, and the person who feels not good enough and they go forward. They take those first, they take the steps every single day. So I want you to think about your digital mentors, whoever those are, if they are Jenna Kutcher or Rachel Hollis, whoever your digital mentors are, those people that you look up to, the people who are like your mentors, but they don't know you or that you don't work with, your digital mentors, do you think that they never had any doubts or fears? Do you think never once that they thought they're not good enough? Do you think that they've ever felt not good enough? The answer is yes. They have felt not good enough. So what is the difference between them and you? The only difference is that you felt that way and you let it stop you. The only difference is they learned what to do with those thoughts that are running through their head that's screaming at them, they're not good enough. The only difference is that they learned how to move past those thoughts that they're not good enough. So how do you get out of this? Because there really is no difference between them and you. If they can do it, if I can do it, then you can too. So how do you get out of this? How do you move on from letting those thoughts of I'm not good enough actually consume you? The first step, so I'm going to give you four different steps here. The first step is awareness. Become aware of how often these thoughts are coming into your head. How often are you spending in negative thinking? Are you opening your eyes and literally feeling like you are not good enough first thing in the morning? Is this something that's on repeat in your head over and over again all day long? The first step is awareness. The second step is flip your beliefs and shift your thinking. Now, this may not happen all at once for you. But again, it's having the awareness and knowing what you need to do. Now, does this mean that Rachel Hollis or Jenna Kutcher or Amy Porterfield or whoever or whoever you look up to, Chalene Johnson, does it mean they never feel not good enough ever again? No, but it means they know what to do about it. It means they know how to look at the data. It means they know how to say, I'm having an impact on the world and these people are more important. It's more important to help these people than to stay in my fear. So second step is flip your beliefs and shift your thinking. What, I have a series of questions to ask you. What benefit do you get from feeling like you are not good enough? How much is the belief of I'm not good enough actually costing you? If you are staying stuck and you are not building the business that you want to have, how much money actually is that belief of I'm not good enough costing you? How many people are not being helped because of your belief of I'm not good enough? And isn't it more important to focus on the people that you are going to help rather than staying in the fear of not being good enough? And the real issue isn't whether you are good enough. It's whether you want to help people or not. It's whether you want to have an impact on the world. It's whether you want to help make other people's lives more joyous. It's whether your content is so good that it's going to help people solve a problem. It's not whether you are good enough. It's whether you want to help people or not. And the last question I want to ask you right now is, has there ever been a time where you have been good enough? Has there ever been a moment where you have felt on top of the world? Has there ever been a time where you were like, wow, I just made a difference in those people's lives? Has there ever been a time where you have helped people? why aren't you living from that story? Why aren't you living from the story that I am good enough? Why aren't you living from the story that I help people? Why aren't you living from the story I make a positive change in this world? So the first step is awareness. The second step is to shift your thinking. Focus on the people you want to help rather than staying in the fear of not being good enough. And the third step, when you are into the I'm not good enough, what can you do? You focus on the helping part. You distract yourself. You go have fun. You do something different. You call a friend. You rely on someone who cares about you. You distract yourself. You get out of it because nothing good ever came from feeling I'm not good enough. Nothing good ever comes from sitting in that moment and feeling like crap. You have to distract yourself. And the fourth step is set yourself up for this every day. How can you start your day? How can you open your eyes feeling good enough? How can you know you are good enough? Build out a morning routine. Open your eyes. Be grateful. Say thank you for another day. Tell yourself, I am good enough just as I am in this moment. Go for a walk. Get in the sunshine. Tell someone you love them. Journal in the morning. Listen to YouTube videos. There's a million ways you can start your day out in a positive way. But if you are opening your eyes and you are feeling overwhelmed, if you're opening your eyes and telling yourself first thing you are not good enough, you can shift it. You can shift this. You can change your life. You just have to set an intention to do it. Shift your thinking. Focus on the people you are helping. Focus on everything you are grateful for. Have gratitude when you open your eyes and set yourself up for success. Don't set yourself up for feeling not good enough. You can change your life. You are good enough in this moment. You are good enough as you are right now. And if you want the difference between you and them, you are not going to just magically feel good enough. If you are having these thoughts, just know you are good enough and you can choose to move forward despite the thoughts in your head. You can live from the story that I do help people. You can live from the story that you are good enough. You can live from the story that you do have a positive impact on the world. If you want more resources, then you can come and join us inside of Shift You. You can go to nicoleculver.co/shift. We have a brand new training over there, which is going to lead you through the 4-stage framework of the Influencer Income Blueprint. And modules 1 and 2 inside of Shift You are all about changing your identity. 2 other resources, The Power of the Subconscious Mind book and Dollars Flow to Me by Richard Dotz. Listen to this episode, re-listen to this episode, understand this episode. Know that it is my whole mission to help you feel good enough right now as you are. If you want to grow a thriving business, if you want to make an impact on the world, you can start today. You can start right now. Don't put it off. You are good enough as you are. Thanks for listening, everyone. And if you know someone who needs to hear this episode, then please send it to them. You've been listening to The Shift Show with Nicole Culver. Join us over in the Social Shift Facebook group to continue the conversation. Find us over at nicoleculver.co/community. Thanks for listening.